This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Just a quick question, since you can answer anything eventually. And maybe you already addressed this earlier in your show. The city of Santa Barbara is requiring a new code of conduct for the Architectural Review Board. I wanted to know more about that.
Welcome. And thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. If you didn't recognize the Rockford voicemail, that was Rick Rossovich. And I like the way he used the pregnant pause between that I can answer any question eventually. After I do the year-to-date stats, I'll circle back and give you a little history on Rick Rossovich, Top Gun Maverick, and what happened with that and his appearance. Today's guest, Marilyn Monroe. Actually, not her herself, but her house. And not actually her house, but the attorney representing the neighbor of Marilyn Monroe's house, which may have been the only house she ever owned for a very brief time. And it's about the Fourth Amendment, the taking case of private property rights. You think I would have written down the guest? It's Dave Bremer from Pacific Legal Foundation. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment, going back to, drum roll please, 2005. And that's everything and Montecito, although I didn't really recap and take some notes of Montecito, so we'll have to wing that. And, but first, as I've been apt to do the last 107 or 108 weeks, take a look at what's pending and what is the median price. So we have 82 pendings for the week ending. What is the week ending? May 8th, 2026. We have 82 pending at a median price of under just under 2.2 million. Last week it was 87 pendings with a median price just under 2.4 million, 2,380. And so it's been fluctuating, and you know, it depends on what closes. And you know, this past week we had a high median price that sold, so it took away what was pending, and so we see that drop. Last year at this time, what was it, you ask? We had 73 pending listings at this time last year. Now today, 82. Now, just a month ago or so, we had many more pendings compared to last year. So last year at this time, it started to catch up. And we have caught the number of sales year to date. Last year, 73 pending, and the median price there was just under 2.3 million. And this year, 82 pending, just under 2.2 million. But the year-to-date number of sales, we've caught up. And overall, the inventory has gone down. So not too long ago, the inventory was slightly higher than last year. And now at 231 listings for the week ending May 8th, 2026, single-family homes not pending, 231 versus last year, 261, which is a heck of a lot better than the prior years of 171, 112, 124, 111. Can you believe that? You got to go back to 2020 to see 333 single family homes on the market for the 19th week of the year, the week ending May 8th. So 231, so less inventory. As mentioned, year-to-date median price, $2,250,000. And last year at this time, $2,740,000. Why? Well, we had 70 Montecito sales last year, year to date, with the median price $5,975,000. And this year, Montecito sales 52 with a median price $5,450,000. Now, on May 9th, a fellow agent said he had looked at the volume of sales year to date compared to last year, which is something I've never looked at, but it is interesting. And if he's correct, he's saying that the volume this year is greater than last year, which I would then presume that the average sales price is year to date greater than last year, which is why you look at the median price, because it, as Richard de Mornay told me many years ago, it eliminates the outliers. Eliminates the outliers. He's actually the brother of Rebecca de Mornay. I'm still waiting for an introduction. Okay, 7.11 sales per week, year to date, through May 8th, 2026, single family only. Last year it was 16.43, and the year before that, 14.10. And that's all I did on the weekly. The numbers, 325 sales year to date. Last year, 312. Year before that, 268. Year before that, 234. 2022, 374. So 2022, 374. 2026, 325. Which is better than, since 2023. The unicorn year, 523. 2021 through about the first week of May, 523 sales. I'm looking back to 2005 on this sheet, and nothing came close to that. What's the closest, you ask? It looks like it's 2013, 482 sales, single family, through about the first 19 weeks, through the first week of May. 482 sales. The median price at that time, 897,000. This year, 2,250,000. Now it's interesting. So not too many years for these first approximately 19 weeks of the year. Not too many in the 400 range. Go back to 2005. We had 409 sales for the first 19 weeks. Median price, 1,262,000. You got to jump to, oh, look, 2012 and 2013 were both in the fours, 425 and 482. And then 2015, 417 sales. So that's for one, two, three. Looking back on 22 years, I'm seeing four sales. It's 4 years where the number of sales was over 400 through the first week of May or so. And except for 2021 unicorn year, 523. It's just head and shoulders above anything. And of course, these other years, the median price was, well, in 2005, it was $1,262,000. I broke down the 22 years into brackets. And it's interesting. It's 5 years, 5 years, 5 years, 4 years. So starting in 2005, we had 4 years where the median price was around $1,250,000. Just call that average. Then you had 5 years, the doldrum years, 2009 to 2013. Again, this is not the whole year. It's coming up on, just not even 5 months. But those years, the 5 years, 2009 to 2013, the median price was around 850, although in 2013, okay, 2009 through 2012, the median price was about 850,000. Although in 2012, it dropped to 790,000 through the first week of May. In 2013, it bumped to 897,000, 13.5%. And that's when the number of sales went from 4.25 to 482 just through the first week of May. And then the next group is 2 years, 2015 and 2016. It's kind of funny. I think I had a typo because I don't have a 2014. So let's say this is 2014 and 2015. Median price was around 1,150,000. And then you had a 5 year run from 2016 through 2020 when the median price was 1,200,000, 1,300,000. 2021, it jumped to 2.1 million. And then the 5 year period, 2022 through 2026, roughly maybe averaging 2.5 million, the exception of last year, 2,740,000 through the first week of May. The first 6 months of 2025 ended up at 2,650,000. So that's definitely a record. Again, that includes Montecito and Hope Ranch, which is doing very well. Well, you know what? It took longer than I thought. I wanted to circle back. I'm just going to go long on this segment. I want to circle back to Rick Rossovich since you heard his voicemail, which he may have anticipated that I was going to use as a Rockford bit. I think I have a couple of voicemails from him. And he was Slider in Top Gun, the original, 1988? Top Gun Maverick, which was filmed between 2018 and 2019. He had a cameo appearance with Tom Skerritt, who, when I looked up Tom Skerritt on May 9th, 2026, he's 92 years old. Let's hope he's still alive. They did a far shot, no dialogue. The next day they said, hey, we want you both back. We want to do a close-up, maybe in conjunction or instead of. Tom Skerritt was on a plane to film something. So Rick Rossovich got scrapped from Maverick, Top Gun 2, from his little cameo appearance. But he said he had a wonderful day. He brought his wife and his daughter, who was in her 20s, and sat around shooting the fat with everybody, showing Tom Cruise on his cell phone pictures of a brown paper flooring with shellac type of thing that he put on a concrete a slab floor that he invented. I don't know if he invented it, but he found it. So that was the Rick Rossovich story. And let's get this off my plate. A while back, I have Sean Connery calling in. And he it was a joke. He said about slapping around his wife. And, if you look it up, back in 1965, Sean Connery actually said an open hand slap is okay. It's just unbelievable. And he kind of doubled down in 1987 with Barbara Walters. In 1993, he argued that his comments were taken out of context, and he pulled back. He reversed his stance officially. 2006, he died 2020 at age 90, and he was buried with boxing gloves. Just kidding. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. I feel bad. You can't make fun of someone slapping someone around, let alone a woman. But I don't know if I should pull that. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with my guest, Pacific Legal Foundation, Dave Bremer, is going to talk about Marilyn Monroe's house. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.